First year of my married life. 12:25 p.m.
Make it stop.
That's...
Oh.
I'm ready now.
Brutal.
Any of this.
Awful.
Never understood it. I understand it's a big day. Again, mm-hmm. I understand it's a big day. I understand you've waited your whole life, the planet. You don't have to plan every second.
Wake up, idiot!
Telling you.
Wow.
Why are you the way that you are?
It's the way it is in some of these things, man.
That's brutal.
5701053.
I hate so much about the things that you choose to be.
Mikey's show.
Hey, I have a request.
What is it?
That you guys play the 80s music game show versus Sean.
Oh.
Or the 80s music.
You talking about who can Sean beat now?
Oh, boy.
Of course. Uh-oh. Now that there's a handicap.
You're not kidding, dude.
Okay. I need my theme.
She just went to the restroom.
Oh. We'll play it later.
Couple minutes.
What's the food? What is it, Shelby?
Tell her, come in.
Shelby, come in. And tell everybody what
give
it is.
Give your place a little plug.
Is this your place? Is this your client?
Yeah.
Who is it? Ah, yes. What is this? Is this a Blintz?
Good morning, everyone.
Is this a cheese Blintz?
Yes, it has. They're making it from Thornton's Irish Pub
mm-hmm.
and Chop House out in El Cajon.
Mm-hmm.
And they have, it's almost like a crepe style. And they put like sausage and some bacon, vegetarian, cheese, vegetables. And then they put it with a side of fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all made by scratch just right outside.
Wow.
Is that hollandaise on top?
And it is. It's a fresh homemade hollandaise.
Okay.
Awesome. It's beautiful.
It's time to get together. Hollandaise.
Thank you, Thornton.
Will you stop it?
I'm singing that song by Madonna.
That's
a great song.
Holiday.
No, it isn't. It's Hollandaise.
No, I'm telling you, it's holiday.
You guys are so dumb.
No, we're not.
Do you really think it's holiday?
Tell them thank you, Shelby.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Delicious, Shelby.
Very nice of them.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
To get us on our final hours.
It's time to get together.
That doesn't make any sense. It's time to get together. Hollandaise.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sauce.
Are we all together right now?
Yeah.
Are we eating hollandaise sauce?
Hollandaise.
Are we about to make out right now?
Holiday.
It's time to eat cheese blintzes.
Mm.
What?
Right.
Did you want to do Who Can Sean Beat now?
Yeah,
homie.
It's that. Just click on page down. It's all up there for you.
Oh. Aren't you a rascal?
I'm on top of it, Mike.
Whoa.
Who can Sean beat now?
I got your back.
Who can Sean beat now? Who can Sean beat? Sean beat now.
Chill town.
Yeah, chill town.
Sean can beat anyone now.
Come on, Shawnee.
It's 80s name that tune.
You're the best, Sean.
Call us right now, 570-1053.
You're the king, Sean.
Chill town.
In the house.
It's chill town.
Oh, yes, he's delirious. And Sean.
Yeah.
Chill town.
So Baby Jake is now part of Chill Town.
Absolutely.
Yep.
But I've been the whole time, actually.
But I'm still not.
Secret alive.
Baby Jake is added before me.
Yes.
Okay. I see how it is.
Do we have people calling in? P1 Juan.
Juan,
are you there?
Mr. Valdez, I love your coffee.
Than one Juan on the planet.
I disagree.
Juan, are you there?
Yes.
Are you ready to play Who Can Sean Beat Now?
Sean Beat Now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, are you pretty good at 80s music?
Of course, my friend.
Okay, good, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you recognize the song, yell your name out, okay?
All right.
And Sean, you do the same.
I will do the same.
Here we go.
Sean.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
See if he can actually verbalize.
Yeah.
Sean, what was it?
Was it Duran Duran? Was it A View to a Kiss?
Yes, it was.
Like a champ. You are the master, Sean.
You are the best. Meeting you
with a view to a kill.
Yeah.
Two games in one.
Get it.
No.
Oh, Johnny O.
Great.
Your tease.
You are sounding so good.
All right, let's go to P1 Focus. Are you there? Let's try
Focus.
Again. P1 Focus, you there?
Yes, sir.
You ready to give this a shot?
Oh, yeah.
As soon as you recognize the song, yell out your name. You ready?
Yeah. Oh, dude, I can't even hear it.
Sean.
What do you mean you can't hear it? I have it cranked.
It's all distorted on my phone.
Hang on a minute. Tell me how this sounds.
You're alone and I wonder why.
Is that better?
No.
Yeah.
Is that Cindy Lauper though?
Oh, of course not.
Does that sound better? Did that sound better?
Yeah. Is that Cindy Lauper?
Mentally retarded. I'm telling you.
Maybe
I'm going with yes.
He's done a 28-hour show.
That's right. Is this P1 Chaz?
This is P1 Chaz.
All right, Chaz. When you recognize the song, yell out your name.
All right.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I know it.
Go see your name. Say Sean.
Sean.
Okay, that was weird.
Go ahead, Sean.
Was it Wang Chun? Was it Dance Hall Days? And In Your Mouth and Amethyst?
That's what it says in the song.
Wow.
And In Your Mouth and Amethyst. Thank you for playing.
Wow.
Is this P1 Raymond?
Hey, what up, Mike?
What's going on, dude?
Hey, Ray.
Are you ready to play?
Yeah, for sure.
When you know the song, yell it out, okay?
All right.
Here we go.
I know that one. Sean.
Hello?
Sean?
Yeah.
Sorry.
What was it?
Was it ABC?
Hey, I didn't know it. Sorry, guys.
He's still dancing.
What was the name of the song, Sean?
Was it Poison Arrow?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Oh!
Yeah, get it.
Hollandaise!
Love that sound, man. ABC had one of the greatest sounds out of the 80s, dude.
Sean's pretty tired.
Dude. Yeah.
Like, The Look of Love, dude. Poison Arrow. Be Near Me.
Speak on it, Sean.
Dude, all those. Yeah. Even, like, the later stuff when Smokey sings.
Yeah, dude. Bro.
Smokey. Yeah.
It was so good.
Yeah.
And the video for Be Near Me, I love that camera effect, dude. Yeah. That spin around.
The message is perfectly simple.
Yeah.
The meaning is clear. Don't ever stray too far. Then don't disappear. No, don't disappear. Ever had the feeling.
Sean really likes that stuff.
I just can't get enough of that music.
We know.
Honestly, I can't.
We know.
We know.
Yeah, we know.
And I'm not just doing a bit.
We know.
We know that, too.
Definitely know.
How about this one, Sean?
Oh, yeah, the best mode.
No, don't stop them.
What's your favorite 80s song ever?
Are we talking like a top 40 hit?
Yeah.
Like a smash hit?
Mm-hmm.
A smash hit?
Yes. I love smash hits.
I would have to say... that it would be, well, it would have to be a Culture Club song, because I love Culture Club. probably Do You Really Want to Hurt Me?
Oh, my God.
What's wrong with that song?
The worst.
Do you really want to hurt me?
Come on.
Do you really want to make me cry?
Can I ask you a question, Sean?
Do you really want to hurt me?
Sean.
Do you really want to make me cry?
Oh, that's a 6'5".
Gosh.
Words are few, I have spoken.
Okay. 340-pound man.
I could waste 1,000 years.
Yep. Sean, here's my question about it. When you sing it,
if it's love you want from me, take it away.
When you sing it.
Everything's not a watch you steal. It's over, Mikey.
Personalizing it.
My question to you, Sean, is that when you sing it, you know, it's not really in the same inflection as Boy George. In other words, when Boy George did it, it was kind of sensual, and when you do it, it's very almost borderline angry. No. Let me, here, watch.
Oh, yeah. Get those shoulders moving, Johnny.
Well, see, Boy George is having fun in the song.
Sean is
angry.
Just let loving in your eyes all the way.
Isn't that weird?
If you listen to your life, would you say?
That's not the feel of the song.
I'm a man without conviction. I'm a man. Perfect, dude.
Oh, holy crap.
Yeah. Perfect, dude.
Okay, Johnny.
I love everything about what that is.
Can we just do the 27-hour show and call it a day?
Yes.
Almost done.
Eddie, what are we going to do? What do we do for the next hour?
One thing.
Your boy Billy Bush is calling in 5 minutes.
And Billy Bush will be calling in the next 5 minutes.
That's
I vote play with Sean.
Is that a bit?
Can I interview Billy as Billy?
Yes.
Can I interview Billy Bush of Entertainment Tonight as Billy Bush of Entertainment Tonight?
Do you think he'll even notice?
No.
Billy, thank you for coming on the show. I have quite a few questions for you since you are in Tinseltown. What's the latest with Brittany and K-Fed?
Do you think he would notice, or if he would think that is our routine?
He would...
I don't think he would notice.
He'd probably go, wow, I'm talking to myself.
Well, on the phone with us, Billy Bush. Billy, how are you?
I'm great, Billy. How are you?
Fantastic. What's the latest in Tinseltown in regards to Brittany and Kevin?
Eddie, will I ruin a relationship if I interview Billy Bush that way?
Yeah.
I will.
Okay. Then I've got to get it out of my system.
What are you doing, honey?
Whoa, what's going on? I think my singing was too much.
No, it was not.
Should we be quiet?
Wait, we're kind of out
Did I
air.
Lull him to sleep?
That was a nice lullaby.
My honey and...
My honey and my son are here.
He's so cute.
He's sleeping.
He was so awake cute. For like three
I know,
minutes.
Man. He was in a great mood, huh?
Awesome.
He's so cute.
And then the Velvet Foghorn sang him to sleep.
Velvet.
The Velvet Foghorn.
That's me.
That look at this. Look at this man. Handsome
oh,
devil.
Oh, wow.
Ah.
Hey, Mike.
It's Mike Costa, everybody.
Oh, yeah. I can't get enough of him.
What's going That's on, right. buddy?
How you doing, man?
Sit down, dude.
Have a seat.
Talk?
Come on. Have a seat. It's Mike Costa from the,
from a lot of things.
Yeah.
How you guys feeling?
Awesome.
Yeah.
So good.
Never felt better.
Who's hallucinating the worst out of
Sean? That's very clear.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, he's a mess. So.
This last More hour is always awful.
Shut up, Eddie.
What are you for problem?
You shut up, Eddie.
You?
Why? What did I do? Kids.
You.
Exactly. Mikey show, hello.
Hello, hello. I just wanted to tell you guys thanks for the last 28 hours. If you make it.
Yeah, we got one more hour to go.
Oh, my God. We're
coming
wow.
up on hour 27.
Hour 27. I know, that's hideous. Brutal. I was going to come last night when I got off of work and bring you guys a massage chair and hook you up at your noodle.
Oh, there's no way. There is no way in the world that we would have got a massage from anybody last night.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you guys were in the middle of watching movies, so maybe I'll just drop off some gift certificates.
That would have relaxed us and put us to sleep, and that's the opposite.
Yeah, so hey, what, you know, those vigorous...
Same reason why I turned down that colonic...
You wouldn't have gone for one during Wizard of Oz?
Actually, I would have. That would have been fun.
Eddie did get a colonic during the Wizard of Oz.
I wasn't going to say that. Dude.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're being honest.
Well, I thought you did a great job performing it.
Was it great?
What?
You guys.
What is your problem,
hey,
Shauna?
I know you guys are tired, and I know you guys are...
alone.
I know you guys are tired, and I know you've been awake for a long time, but don't start getting scatological on the air.
I am so freaking pissed.
Okay? Just wake up.
No,
we've
I
been
didn't.
Awake
Just
for 28 hours.
I didn't. Okay.
30
no.
hours.
Yeah.
30.
I don't wake up for another 2 hours.
I usually wake up about 10. And I roll in at about 1. Depending on what
Ish.
Time, yeah. Depending on what time I finish my lunch at the spa. that's when I make it in. Oh, she was so irritated. Dude, oh. How about the fight in the office the other day
yeah.
with Shauna? She was so serious.
Oh, wait.
She goes, I'm over it. I'm over you. I'm over it.
What's Ooh. That? What are you talking about?
Oh, you weren't here, huh?
Uh-uh.
No. Our beloved
it's cause
leader?
It was because I was giving her a hard time about not press releasing the 28-hour show.
Oh.
And she goes, I was going to press release it, but I'm not now. And I go, good, don't. I won't. I'm not going to.
Oh,
good,
geez.
Don't. I'm not.
That's our boss.
I know. We're fighting with each other like five-year-olds.
You are.
You are.
She's the best.
And she goes, she goes, why do you think I wasn't going to press release it? And me and Eddie say at the same time, because you didn't last year. I know, okay? It's called learning from your mistakes.
I go, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting different results. So why would I expect you to press release the 28 hours?
You know, what's your problem with me? What is it?
Radio veteran
yeah.
right there.
That's
Aww.
Right. That's right.
She's the greatest.
She's my favorite program director ever.
She's
no
so
doubt.
Good.
She is. It's just that sometimes we...
What about Moby?
Oh, no.
He was awesome.
He was good.
Show.
We had a program director called Moby. I called him that.
Yeah.
Because he looked like Moby, the recording artist Moby.
That was Sky's favorite.
Spitting image.
Gary Schoenwetter.
Schoenwetter!
The Shone?
When we first went to San Jose, the Super Bowl was being held here in San Diego that year.
I'll tell this.
It was Tampa and the Raiders.
Oh, I know.
Oh, yeah. It didn't turn out so good for you, Mike.
No, it was...
talk
about a high colonic.
he comes into my office and he goes, "Hey, Mikey, I think I have a pretty good idea for a stunt for you to do for the Super Bowl."
It says chills down my spine.
And at this point, I had not worked with him very much, so I was open to hearing anything he had to say. Why not? And he goes, "I think that we do a play on the fact that you're Mexican. And we put you on one of those riding lawnmowers. And we have you ride it from San Jose to San Diego."
A lot of grass in between.
And I go, I go, "That's really stupid, Gear."
Mob.
"That's really stupid, Mob." And he goes, no, it's going to get a lot of attention. And I go, "We can't put it on the freeway, though." And he goes, no, we'll do it back roads. And I go, "Do you think there's stoplights from here to, you imbecile?
Brilliant.
Do you think there's stoplights from here to San Diego?
Do you have like a year to do it?"
Yeah.
No kidding.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I go, "Plus, how long is that going to take?
So how'd it go?
It's great. It took me. I just got here. I just got to town.
Nice.
Is the Super Bowl over? Where's Shelby?
Oh, she's so
Shelby.
Sweet.
Yeah, that food was great.
You didn't need any, Sean.
Oh, yeah.
Where's Shelby? Let's bring her in here so that she can...
You guys want to do something after the show? What are you going to do? Yeah. What are you going to do when you get off the air?
Yeah.
Hit the bowling alley?
Shelby, yeah. Mention this thing for Thornton's and El Cajon. Please, by all means.
Hi again. Good morning.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Thornton's Irish Pub and Chop House out in El Cajon want to offer to all the P1s, if you come out there for Saturday and Sunday morning, just ask for the P1 special breakfast, and it's just $5. It's that amazing breakfast they just made for you guys.
Yeah, I know. I just ate it, and it was really good. It's delicious food. Good. Really good. Delicious
food. Guys, the chef is from Ireland, so everything is just fresh, and it is
Irish.
Yummy.
There you go.
The Irish.
Thank you, Shelby.
Well, thank you, guys.
Shelby's
and you
very
guys,
nice.
I have to say that I listened to you guys on my drive home and all night, even woke up at 4 a.m. to make sure that you guys were still doing your thing. And you guys are amazing. Love you.
Thank you, Shelby. Wow. Love you. She's out. Love you. I'm out.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to Billy Bush from Access Hollywood. He's a host of Access Hollywood. Does he do that with that really pretty blonde lady? What is her name?
Shelby?
No. That was just Shelby from sales that was in
there. Oh.
What is that lady's name, Eddie? She's really pretty. And my wife says that she's way older than I think she is. I said, what is she, about 16, 17 years old?
Nancy Odell?
Nancy Odell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Rebecca says she's got to be in her 40s. I said, come on. She can't be in her 40s. She looks like, that Nancy Odell's got to be 36. Yeah, Eddie?
She's one of those gorgeous, amazingly beautiful women that could be like... unicorn and be 40, but mm-hmm. I would say 30.
Sky, don't tell me if you know the answer.
Oh, you want to know?
You know, I want to talk to Billy Bush.
Oh!
Billy Bush.
Oh my God, you guys are amazing. You've been on for 27 hours?
27 hours.
You want me to just talk and you guys can take a nap?
Yeah,
I
like 10 minutes. You are awesome.
Please,
dude.
Like, just talk about Britney and K-Fed for an hour.
I'll just go for like 20 minutes, you guys take a nap, and then I'll wake you up.
That'd be awesome. Hey, Billy, we were just talking about Nancy Odell.
Yeah.
Who is...
hot.
Yeah, well, she's a beautiful woman. She's stunningly beautiful.
Inside and out, boys. She's the greatest.
And I said, well, first of all, my wife and I have this disagreement because I think she looks very young. And my wife says, no, she's... I'm telling you. my wife goes, no, she's in her 40s. And I said, honey, she's got to be 35, 36 years old. How old, Billy?
I just, you know.
And my news girl knows, but I wanted to let you tell us.
She's the age of beautiful.
Sky.
She is 40, turning 41 in February.
For real?
No, no.
She looks fantastic.
Her birthday is February 25th, 1966. That's
Billy, crazy. What are you, do you guys get along really good and stuff?
Wow, who did? Where do you find that?
IMDb.com.
All right.
Internet Movie Database.
I was going to tell you I was 31, but I guess you know I'm 35.
We're going to look up Billy Bush right now.
35. I'll get it over with.
We're going to tell you what your birthday is in 2 seconds.
Billy Bush?
Go ahead, Sky.
IMDb or Wikipedia?
October the 13th, 1971.
You are correct.
Look at that.
I'm 35. I'm proud of it.
And you just turned 35.
I just turned 35.
Libra.
I am a Libra. I don't know what that means. I don't know, but I'm proud to be one.
That means we're awesome, Billy.
Billy, let's... Hey, Billy.
I can't believe you guys have been up this long.
Billy, how much time do we have with you?
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever, as long as you're awake, I'm okay.
Cool.
Eddie, how long?
Usually like 10 minutes apiece.
Okay, cool. Because this Brittany and K-Fed can go forever.
Yeah, and now, today, I mean, here's K-Fed. He's now firing back. He wants sole custody.
Well, he doesn't. Well, first of all, he doesn't, right? What he wants is her to give him money so that he'll knock that off.
He's firing high and hoping they can settle somewhere in the middle. But, you know, this is an iron... You've got all these lawyers that pop in and say, wait a minute, the prenup is not ironclad. But... I think it is. I think she's pretty well insulated, and
she's still gonna give. Doesn't matter what that prenup says. She's gonna give him. She's got to give him some money.
But don't you want to see him going back to the car wash and working?
Please.
Yes.
Don't you want to see him have a job? Don't you want to see him not live off?
You know, don't we all kind of feel like we need a shower after we are done with this K-Fed stuff?
Yeah. We do very, very, very little on KFED. Brittany, we love, but it's. I always wrestle with our boss about it, our executive producer. I say, come on, please, stop giving this guy the lights. What is happening here?
Yeah.
Let him go. And this might be the moment. She's going to soar. She's going to do well. Boy, she looks great right now. She's singing. She could do a million different things. They're talking about her in Vegas, maybe, making, you know, $20 million a year, performing 20 weeks out of the year. I mean, that's great.
Now, Billy, this is really interesting to get your take on that, because it's very clear that you like Britney, and it's very clear that you're a supporter, whereas on this show, we kind of see them both as knuckleheads. We're kind of like, Brittany, what are you doing having a couple of kids with this guy? And, you know, you know it's not going to...
You can't put them in the same category.
Well, yeah, Brittany Spears, she's not...
She's a tremendous success. She's earned her way.
Sure.
14 years old, she started, and she's... Look, anyone who starts at 14 years old and then has that kind of adoration, they're going to have some things wrong with them. You know what I mean? And I think...
Yeah.
But in full light, hers are not that bad. She's made some bad mistakes with men. Who hasn't? But...
Wait a minute. I think it's unfair to say, how old is she? 23? 24? What 24-year-old woman hasn't married a guy who's clearly a loser from the word go, has two kids with him, and then decides to file for divorce right after her second kid's born? Come on, Billy. Not every 24-year-old woman's doing that.
No, they're not doing that. But listen, here's an example of, to me, it's pretty clear. Here's a woman who is looking for some security, looking for something. And I think when things are in her life, she insulates herself by finding someone who's kind of at the bottom. You know what I mean? Makes her feel better about herself, makes her feel like she can, you know, nurture someone else. And I think that's, psychologically speaking, that's got to be the reason why she chose K-Fed. She chose someone at the very bottom to make herself feel great.
Mm-hmm.
And she did a great job at choosing that, because he is, I mean, I can't imagine, this guy is, you know, he left his
girlfriend
who was pregnant with the second child. Right. I mean, it's really gross stuff.
Have you had the occasion to speak to Kevin Federline?
Mm-hmm. I did the first TV interview with him after 3 months after they were married. He was doing a photo spread in Details magazine.
Mm.
So I got a chance to talk to Kate. Brittany was there, and she was sitting probably, she was sitting on a balcony above us. And she was very, very much in charge. And I think in the beginning, you know, she was, he was the misunderstood guy, and he was kind of sweet and humble, and she would tell him, it was really telling, she would tell him, you know, honey, sit up straight. Come on, show him that, don't you, hey, you know, you tell him about what you're going to do. Tell him about what you're going to do, that thing you're going to do. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be doing this and that. And she's sort of in control. And obviously this guy started getting some ego, and he could rap, and then he's doing this, and he's going out with his boys, and he's doing this. He's the man now. And I think that that's where she lost him.
Billy Bush on the line. He's the host of Access Hollywood. And listen, here's the next subject, and this one's tough, too. Anna Nicole Smith. Wow. Now, this is tough. This is really tough because it's so sad. It's so, I mean, and I think that a lot of people watch it and go, boy, does she look like a train wreck, but it's still
what about our
so,
competition
so
entertainment
sad.
Tonight and the Insider, speaking of train wrecks, going after her and funneling over $1 million to her just weeks after her son dies in order to get this exclusive, like, they landed it journalistically somehow. They funneled over $1 million to her. In order to get this story. Believe it.
I read it, but I don't blame them. I mean, she's the one who offered up those materials for sale, and, you know, they were just the one who ponied up the cash to buy it. I blame her.
Billy, is Access Hollywood above that?
I wouldn't do it. I mean, I would never do it. I would never hop on a plane and go down and interview Anna Nicole Smith after we've given her $1 million. She's not a celebrity. She's not an artist. She's not a talent. No, I am like that. I'm sorry. I would say I would say to my boss, if you're doing it, send someone else. I don't want to see her.
Really?
Absolutely.
That's fantastic.
I had no idea.
Absolutely.
I didn't even think it worked that way.
And did Michael Jackson, and I interviewed Michael Jackson. The only thing I paid for was my hotel and my plane. I mean, just no. I mean,
who knew that it worked?
You can't
this
get
way.
Into that yeah. slippery slope. And then these people who are just, I mean, they're bottom feeders, and all of a sudden you're giving them money for it. I can't do it.
Good for you.
Billy, have they asked you to do something that you've said absolutely not?
I always put my foot down when I don't want to. And my boss and our executive producer and I are very close. I'm like co-executive producer of this show. I mean, I work with him every morning. We write all the scripts. We do side by side. Our computers face each other head to head. And, yeah, all the time. I mean, if I'm not comfortable doing something, I don't do it.
Billy, what happened, because we only have a minute left with you. What happened?
Hold on. I got to plug my new show here in the auditions tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's do that now. Casting calls for the new reality show, Grease.
Check it out. Grease, you're the one that I want. It's going to be awesome because the Broadway production is being built right now. The set is $20 million has been sunk into this thing, and the television show on NBC is looking for the lead roles of Danny and Sandy. The winners, the male winner and the female winner, get the lead roles on Broadway in the musical production of Grease. It's pretty cool.
I want to do it.
All right.
Tomorrow at 8, you got to show up by 8 a.m. to Venice High School, which is actually, that was Rydell back when they shot the movie. It was the original Rydell High. Venice High School, tomorrow by 8 a.m. Friday morning, if you rock it, you got to sing a modern pop song and a Grease song. If you do well, you're back the next day, and then the judges will put you through.
Okay.
Awesome.
Okay, Billy, we only have a second left with you. But talk to me about what happened at the Emmys with you and Jeremy Piven.
Oh, I love that. This is the great, great misunderstanding of all that. Piven is one of my few celebrity friends. I have a wife and three daughters, so I don't, you know, go out on the scene much. I'm not a clubber. But Piven is one of my few buddies. We've been out, you know, several times. We enjoy the Patron Silver on the rocks. He and I together have the same cocktail. We've been... And that's his dry sense of humor. I'm pounding on him, the one guy who has been avoiding babies all his life.
Right.
So I'm asking him questions that are completely not apply to him. And he is there, you know, he's there, he's very dry in his humor. And, you know, we had a big hug after he was off the air, big hug, see you inside. After it's over, he comes into my room first, goes to me first, no one else, and does it people later, but me first. He cries about his father, we have hugs, we have a cocktail. But the way it looks on TV is like he was bitter. That's just him being dry.
It looked extraordinarily uncomfortable.
I backed it up and watched it, and he did look better. But, I mean, you know, get him on. Ask him. You'll see.
Oh, man, that's great.
Yeah, he's a great dude. I mean, it's like...
Hey, Billy Bush, you're a really good interview.
Thanks.
You're a really good interview. I really enjoyed this.
Well, you know, we have a little bit of a stigma in the entertainment news genre, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, I know it's there, and there's too many shows, and it comes off as sometimes as, I don't know, there's a veneer to it. And I'm working hard every day.
There you go.
Trying to change it.
It's Billy Bush.
Venice High School, tomorrow morning by 8 a.m. Come on, you're a Danny or a Sandy, you're a carpenter right now, you're doing something, forget it. You're going to Broadway. Get over there and do it. Make your dream happen.
Grease is the word.
It is the word.
Yeah.
Thank you, Billy Bush.
See you guys. Thank you so much. Good luck. You're almost a half an hour away into
a
shower.
That's right. Thank you, Billy.
See ya.
Bye-bye. That's Billy Bush.
Wow.
I think he would have been okay with me doing the voice to him.
Maybe, probably. Seems like an all right guy.
Yeah.
Who knew that there's these bitter rivalries between...
Right? And do we believe that? I mean, I guess we just kind of have to take him on his word.
He sounded pretty, you know...
Yeah.
And just the inner workings of, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to interview that person.
Right.
It's weird.
I just didn't think they, like you said, I didn't think they'd have a say. It's like their boss would
be like,
like,
you're going to interview Anna Nicole.
Here's the story tonight. You know, we don't create the news. We just report it type of deal, you know.
You'll do the assignments that you are handed.
Right.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for joining us for the 27 hour and 15 minute show.
Stop. No. 45 more minutes.
We never ID'd.
Oh, we didn't ID?
Oh, no.
Very nice.
You're listening to the 28-hour Mikey Marathon.
Brought to you by Fox 6 News.
On KIOZ, San Diego's rock station.
Rock 105.3.
The following takes place between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m.
Remember last year we interviewed Mark McGrath in the waning moments?
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, I tried to get him back, but he's out of town.
Such an interesting... He was a really interesting guy.
Yeah.
I'm so tired.
You said it, dude.
Oh, yeah.
What was the worst time for you, Sky?
Oh. It was during, like, the middle of The Wizard of Oz.
That's like, pretty bad for me.
Yeah, and you know, and then pretty much from there all the way through to the end, and then after The Wizard of Oz is when I, like, washed my face, brushed my teeth, you know, did all that, and that helped a lot. But that was, yeah, that was brutal.
That 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. thing?
Dude.
That's real tough for me.
Yeah, you were hurting for a couple hours there.
Yes, I was, Sky.
Clint brought us some throat coat tea.
He's a good guy.
I know. He said it, like, helped him so much after he had, like, throat surgery. And
he said it's
decaf, so he said we can, you know, have a cup before we go to bed and take our nap. And then when we wake up, we should be feeling rosy.
Yeah, I really want to sleep for a while.
Yeah.
Mikey show.
Yeah, Mikey.
Yeah.
Hey, P1 Solo here. Are you guys going to do any idol recap for Best Of or something?
Oh, man. Dude, tomorrow is going to be Best Of, and you're going to see it. You're going to hear a ton of it. Tomorrow in the 8 o'clock hour.
All right, cool, man.
Tomorrow morning in the 8 o'clock hour, you hear that, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right. Mikey show.
Hey, this is B-Rob.
This is Mikey.
Oh, this is Mikey?
Yes.
Hey, what's up, Mikey?
Not too much.
Oh, no.
That's
what he came with?
Come on.
Mikey show.
Yes, this is the P1 Borat.
Oh. All right, here's what I have not told you today. Cindy Sheehan was arrested yesterday.
Yeah, she likes to protest.
Throw away the key.
What did she do?
Oh,
yeah. Well, she led about 50 protesters yesterday to the White House gates to deliver some anti-war petitions.
She's real goofy, right, Sky?
So she was taken into custody and charged with interfering with a government function. I wouldn't call her goofy. I would call her
crazy.
Passionate.
Crazy.
Passionate.
Crazy, goofy.
Extremely passionate to stopping the war
psycho.
In Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say psycho?
No.
I would say suffered a great loss.
I don't think it was her. I think it was her stepson.
But how can you say that's not somebody's loss just because it wasn't their biological child?
Strange. It's all.
You know, we don't know what the deal was. She may have raised that child. We don't
know. We don't know.
We don't know.
In North Carolina, at a high school in North Carolina, a Nazi speech was given.
Dude, this is so weird, man.
Again!
Again!
So they say before the high school soccer game at this high school in North Carolina, part of a Nazi leader's speech was played over the school's PA system.
Oops.
And I guess the way that the soccer team explains how this happened is that they adopted a new slogan this season, On to Victory, as their new slogan.
But in German, that translates as Heil Hitler.
Mein Kampf.
Mm-hmm. And then I guess there's a German exchange student who plays on the team, so he would always say On to Victory in German.
How would that go?
I don't
Heil
know.
Heil Hitler.
And then a couple of the players wanted to play that in German, you know, in the beginning before the game, right, over the PA system. So they went to the internet, Googled, downloaded a speech that included that saying, but they didn't know who was giving the speech or what it was saying because it's all in German. Well, it turns out that, yeah, it was a Nazi leader speech, which included the words On to Victory. And now the coach for the opposing team also claims that while this was going on, a couple players were shouting racial slurs at two of his African-American players.
Yeah, that's not good.
So we don't know whose story, you know, obviously the opposing team thinks it was intentional on purpose and to be hurtful. You know, the school is claiming that it was an accident. These kids didn't know what they were doing and the parents are sorry for not supervising their children better. So who knows? But now they have a new rule that a school personnel...
No more Nazi speeches before soccer games.
A school personnel must listen to any recording before it plays over their PA system.
That's right.
Free speech. What's next?
What?
God, take away everything.
Tell me about the painter that was putting the phony flyers on people's doors.
That sucks. So, okay, you guys know, you know, especially if you're a homeowner, you rent a house, live in a house, there are these people that come through to your neighborhoods and they offer, they'll knock on your door and they offer to freshen up or repaint your house numbers on your curb.
Right.
Yeah, like $20, whatever, you know. And so, you know, some people do it, some people don't, whatever, it's up to you. Well, this one guy in a certain area of San Diego, and they don't say, I wish I knew what neighborhood it was, but went around and left flyers on everybody's front door notifying them that it is illegal not to have your stuff painted on your curb. So,
wow, there's breaking news. Ed Bradley has died of leukemia.
Oh no.
That is a bummer, man.
Tears telephoned me this morning and said that there were tears in the halls.
That sucks, man.
Staff offices, which are across the street from the main CBS building in New York on West 57th Street. I first met Ed when he was a White House correspondent. He covered the Jimmy Carter campaign, and then he was...
Oh, man, that guy's a legend. That's too bad.
Ballsy, too, man.
Yeah, he was. Used to get right into people's faces, Ed Bradley. That's too bad. Anyway, so what was this guy doing?
Yeah, so he would leave flyers telling people that it would, you know, it's illegal not to have your numbers painted on the curb, which isn't true. There's no code that requires you to do that. But so then when he would come over and offer the service a few days later, people would be like, oh, I just found out it's illegal. Of course, here's $20. So, you know, they just want to warn people out there that it's not illegal and you don't, you know, don't feel like you have to be forced into getting the numbers painted on your curb.
It seems so goofy to me.
I know, like so shady to like go to that extreme.
Yeah, because you don't know what's going on.
You don't know. Someone can tell you. Okay.
This is P1 Clarence.
Yes, it is. Mikey, I want to tell you guys, I've been listening to you for the past year. You guys bring something special to San Diego, and we're lucky to have you guys down here.
Oh, thank you very much, dude. That means a lot to us.
That's very cool. Hey, keep up the good work, guys.
Very nice. This guy's got a set of pipes on him right there, didn't he?
Hello.
Wolfman Jack.
Don't worry. We'll keep up the good work. Just wanted to let you know you sound great, Mikey.
Wow.
That's right, man.
Extremely deep.
Just wanted to know I've been listening to the show now for about a year. And you guys just sound great.
Wow.
I mean, really fantastic.
You sound kind of creepy.
Oh, thank you. I said I appreciate that.
Oh,
well. I assume you meant that in kind of a... You said creepy, you meant sexy.
Well, no, I mean, like, creepy.
Anyway.
It reminds me of that thing that guys do from Silence of the Lambs. That's really creepy.
What?
Yeah.
What thing is that, Sky? Oh,
come on. No. You don't
I mean,
this
you know,
right
you
now.
You know what
yeah.
thing I'm talking
little
about.
Nip tuck?
I think uh-uh. you know what thing I'm talking about. Silence of the Lambs. You do it all the time.
Your score?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
In my van.
Don't help him, Sky.
No, I will not help you put the couch.
He's got a fake broken arm.
Got a size 8 home.
Don't help him.
I'm not.
Yeah, I'm not helping you put the couch in the van.
But my arm is broken.
I heard that you're faking and that your arm really isn't broken.
No, it's broke. See,
no.
I have
help
a cast
him.
On it.
Nope.
Help him.
Well, I thought you said not.
I was
him.
Mistaken.
Eddie,
oh, you were
mistaken? You're losing your mind, Eddie. No.
He's trying to talk her into it.
No.
Hey, come on.
Sky, help that guy put yeah. the couch in
you
his
go,
van.
You go
the
back poor first.
Guy. Yeah, the guy,
no.
poor guy with a broken arm, Sky.
You go back first.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. Sky, help him.
Oh,
come on. Be a good Samaritan.
Not
yeah.
Stop it.
Not cool.
Evil yeah. heart.
Is that like Braveheart?
Mikey show. Mikey show.
Hey, I'm just letting you know, I listened the whole 28 hours. Nobody's called in and said they did that so far.
Wow, thank you very much. That is
pretty. You guys are awesome, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Love you, I'm out.
Eddie.
Yo.
What do we do for half an hour? What do we do for half an hour?
Dance party.
Play yes. Ain't No Other Ham.
Play the K-Fed song.
Ain't No Other Ham.
Yeah, the Christina Hamilton.
I know what it is. I just...
Kind of a random request.
You shouted that out.
Yeah. Play Pink, Mike. I don't know, just...
The artist or the song by
yeah,
Aerosmith?
Yeah, the song. No, the artist.
Oh, play. The artist, Pink.
I'm coming up, so yeah. You better get this party started.
Wow.
Started.
Started.
Very nice.
Why is he going to do something with the hair? Come in here.
It's driving
oh,
me
come
crazy,
in here.
Please, Mike. Man.
Come in here.
Honestly,
it's driving me
I'll
mad.
I'll tackle him if you want me to.
Look at this.
Please,
Eddie.
I don't think
do
you
it.
Look at his
do
head.
It. Is he in here yet? Tackle him to the ground, Eddie.
Oh, come on, dude.
We tie his ass.
Why?
He's lost his mind.
Rob, take Sky's microphone. Let me talk to you.
Make it stop, Mikey, please.
Well, Rob, what do you think it's going to do? Where do you, where,
looks good.
Tell me the goal. What's the goal? What are you trying to do with
what's
it?
What's the end game?
Yeah, what's
this?
The end?
I've already
you're not,
accomplished a goal. It's this.
Okay. It's never going to look like Eddie Grant. I think that's what you want.
Oh,
Eddie Grant.
You're going to rock onto Electric Avenue, and then we take it higher.
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
You're never going to look
song.
Like that. You're never going to look like
and
Bob Marley.
You're never going to convince me. I don't want to look like Bob Marley.
I don't think you want to look like Bam Bam.
Oh, I like it.
I want to look like Bam Marley.
Come on, guys. Is this what we're going to do for life?
Come on.
Right, sounds fun.
Will there come a point with the dreadlocks where you'll go...
Yeah, 4 or 5 years down the road.
No.
I'll go,
no,
guys,
no, no.
I'll sit you both down.
Will there come a point where you
separately.
Go, you know what, Mike? It's not what I wanted. It never really materialized into where I was trying to go with it.
No, I'm fine
it
with it.
It's ugly.
I'm fine with it.
You are
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, I leave it
I
up
look
like
crap.
This. I don't have to maintenance it.
But Rob, it doesn't form the dreads. It doesn't form the dreads.
Keep doing that.
It doesn't form the dreads.
It's all locked up.
Sky,
what do you
come
want
on.
Me to do? Shave my head? Look
yes.
like everybody else?
Nope.
No one's saying you kind of look like everyone else.
Oh, yeah, because everybody else's heads are shaved.
I don't want to.
Get Bobby Kernel's haircut.
Oh, yeah, Frodo.
Why not? Like, yeah, Frodo Baggins.
That's together. Right.
Homo Frodo.
Yeah.
Frodo-esque.
Like you're going
Samwise.
To, yeah, it's like you're going to Mordor.
No.
Me and him ain't doing the Burton or anything.
That's look cute. Who just walked into the studio.
Oh, look at this vision.
Sean,
our program director.
Sean, get after it. Sean, get after it.
Sean, did you press release this thing yet?
You did?
You are the best. I am so freaking
I sent it to City Beat and the Reader. Come over. Let me say, tell you how much we love you.
Oh,
no. We want to thank you. We have a lot of people we want to thank.
Yes, yeah, it's going to take us a half hour to thank everyone.
I want to thank our program director, Shauna.
Yes.
For supporting us.
Yes.
She helping is. Us quite a bit.
She's a great help.
She is.
Thank you.
Like to thank our promotions department.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, no. To what?
Who
no,
were over and above.
Jay, Dana, Omar, Smashley.
They were incredible.
All of them. As usual.
They were incredible. Like to thank our engineering department, who had to get a lot of stuff hooked up for us in the conference room for us to do our movies. I would like to thank Flounder, who came through with a lot of cool production stuff for us to use. Flounder's awesome.
He's the best, man.
I would like to thank Shauna again.
Wow.
I'm into that.
Are you going to cry?
No, I'd like to thank you guys for being... I'm not done thanking. I have to, because no other
person
would do something like this, and you guys are just truly amazing, and it's awesome to have you on this radio station.
That made me feel weird.
Thank you, Shauna. That was really sweet.
Yeah. Really nice of you, Shauna.
I can yell at you like we did the other day if you want.
I was just talking about that on the radio. I told the whole story.
Yeah, I heard.
I'm so over it. And I'm over you, and I'm over it.
I am so freaking pissed.
I would like to thank Bobby, Frodo, Baggins, Colonels.
Yeah.
Oh.
BK.
The whole time you said.
I would like to thank all the people that brought us food.
Oh, man.
And there was a lot of them.
Even the ones where we threw your food away, thanks.
Sean.
No reason that you got to let people
know.
We ate everything that was brought to us.
Yeah, we sure did.
Applesauce. Choke on it.
Steak choked. I would like to thank Fox 6 News.
Yes. Big news.
Who sponsored the 28-hour broadcast. And that'll wrap her up there, folks.
No, we got another half hour, kiddo.
Yep.
27 minutes.
Yep, 27 minutes.
We're so almost there.
Eddie, what do you got?
This is always the last half hour.
Just take calls for a half hour.
Who cares?
Go to Electric Avenue.
Mikey Show. Hello.
Sky, I love you.
I've been using my voice.
I love you, Sky.
So much. Go ahead. You're on the air.
I just want to say...
Was it Shauna the first year that we did the 28-hour show that goes, do you guys really need to take Friday off? Really?
No.
Or was it Gary that went...
Gary.
Do you guys really need to take Friday off?
It was that idiot Gary.
Oh.
Be cool already.
Fair assessment.
Thank you.
Not nice. I love your baby.
Thank you.
So cute.
I love yours.
He is the baby.
He is the baby.
He is the baby.
He's the baby.
Okay, bye, guys. Bye, Shaunita. We love you.
See you tomorrow.
You're
the best, Shauna.
See you on Monday.
Saturday.
No.
Okay.
He is the baby.
Choke on applesauce.
Got your back, Eddie.
Thanks.
Yep.
What, honey? Yeah, come over to the microphone.
Oh, hello.
Oh, thank
yes,
God.
I'm in on
thank
this.
Thank God for
whatever me. This is, I'm in on it.
I would like to officially discuss how absolutely exhausted I am.
I get what she's doing.
What are you doing right now?
I get. I know. It, I'll tell you exactly what she's doing. I'll tell you what she's doing. As soon as she gets her joke out, I'll tell you. I'll have to explain it to the thousands of P1s
tired,
listening.
You guys.
Mm-hmm.
Speak on
like,
it.
I am so exhausted. Kind of like
I'll explain
how tired Mike was after I had a baby.
Dude, let me tell you the story,
absolutely
dude.
Absolutely great point.
Wow. Dude, what's going on?
Let's discuss.
Let me tell you this story.
All in.
Oh, I'm in. I'll take your seat.
Break it down.
I'll have no part of
this. Would you like to tell
I can't
the story,
believe that she picked the 27th hour.
Break
I like
down.
It
down.
You can't
yeah. fight
too. Emotion.
Yeah. You're totally
you know what?
I'm I'll win, right? See? I win. I win.
She's waving the white flag.
Wow. Well.
Eddie, do you know this story?
Yes.
Yes. And he can...
Do you know this story?
I started to, and then I just...
Do you know this story, Sky?
I don't think so.
Yeah, you
yes,
do.
You.
She told you.
I told you
she
guys
told
at the same time.
She told Scripps... You know, Memorial, La Jolla.
Oh,
okay.
Oh well,
no,
it was,
I know
it was just kind
about.
Of funny. Huh, honey?
Oh, he's all laughing.
The night that Jake was born, we go into the room. After Jake's born, they bring us to the room that we're going to stay in. And I say to Rebecca, I'm so tired. And now, this is the way that she tells the story. This is the way that she tells the story. She goes, she says that I go, oh, my God.
It is.
Oh.
And
babe.
It was. You did.
I
and.
I am so tired.
What
and,
the idiot?
And you said it like that, because you're right. You did. And you said it like that on the little bed that
little
you
cot.
Had just prepared for yourself.
That was sautéed in wrong sauce.
Because that was the priority.
Oh.
I don't know what he's doing, but yeah, I had basically slept about 2 hours in 2 days.
Oh, you know what? You know what?
Me.
Listen,
excuse me.
She was so happy on epidural sauce. Like, don't let her try to tell you. Don't let her try to tell you that she was, oh, it was so. They gave her that epidural and she goes, honey, let's go to LG's downtown and get some wagon wheels.
You guys have me cracking up all the time.
Okay, that doesn't mean I didn't have to work really hard.
Okay, no doubt about it.
Okay.
But one of us was giggling, asking for wagon wheels at LG's. And one of us had the audacity to say they were tired.
Well,
it's not that busy, man. It's not that busy.
I just feel like I was a little bit more tired than you.
You were, honey. I was just saying I was tired.
At and a very inappropriate time.
Listen, I am a monster.
So I'm letting you know that I am exhausted after the 28-hour marathon.
And you should
I love
be.
Her so much.
You should
she is
be.
The best.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I can barely keep my eyes open.
Yeah,
listen.
She can't even get through.
Jake
it.
Is going to be like he's going to have grandkids and his mom is still going to be telling this story.
Of course.
And it's going to evolve.
I'll tell anybody that'll listen.
I know it. You were telling that whole ward that next morning.
I know.
You know what my husband did?
I am so tired.
Oh,
honey.
Babe, it wasn't like that.
You know, and we have Jake, this new baby that we don't know, you know, I don't know what in the world's going to happen. And he's, you know, in the little bassinet next to my bed, and Mike is like creating his
Mikey, honey.
Mikey is creating
his little
bed with his pillows, and he's getting all tucked in.
Oh. And, dude.
And I am so fearful because I don't know what's going to happen in the night. Not to mention, I'm
dude,
exhausted.
Dude, it's like, listen.
But I'm really
there
exhausted.
There was nothing
not
I could,
like
listen,
his exhaustion.
Listen,
there's
I said to her, there's really, there is nothing I could have done that night other than be like this. Like, just stood there.
You should have.
Got attention.
You know what? There
just
are,
waited
listen,
for an order.
There are certain honestly. Times, there are certain times in a marriage when you need to just do that. And that was one.
Guys,
there's no.
I hope you heard
take
this.
Take note.
Eddie,
take
note.
Note.
I understand.
Like, hey, listen.
There are certain times in a marriage.
Listen, the night,
Mr. Sky,
that, the night that your son or your daughter is born, like, don't, like, when they take you to the room that you're going to be in, don't, and they're going to give you a cot as the father.
Don't
they're
make
gonna
it up.
Provide you with a cot.
Don't make the
don't
bed
make
up.
It up.
Don't make it up.
Don't make it up.
Especially not the first thing when you walk in the room.
No.
Don't do it.
No. The first thing when you walk in the room is, you.
What can I do for you?
Glitter.
No.
You throw glitter.
No.
Babe,
what can I do for you, sweetheart? Are you tired? Do you want to sleep for a little while?
Honey, that lady. No. This is my 27th hour and 40th minute
can
on
I
the air.
Can I get you something?
Wow.
Would you like some water?
Worst,
great
the
point,
worst
Rebecca.
Bad for you.
Rebecca must is be
really
tired.
27
I mean,
hours.
I am
20 minutes
so
ago and you're getting
so
ripped
tired.
To shreds.
You should
make up a no,
little while.
No, Mikey, you need, no. To, you
I mean,
need to talk I am so Rebecca tired in. And I have to
remember
argue
this. De Niro, remember De Niro in Goodfellas?
You need to tuck her in. I know. Do you guys have a cot? You need to tuck her in.
Awful. Awful.
Pillows?
Bless her heart.
Wow. Tapping out.
Blanket?
Man.
She's
you
exhausted.
Know?
I mean,
it's brutal.
I, Eddie.
I'm not making eye
I'm exhausted.
Stop it.